after the hour of 11 in this the month of November, the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day. Live from the wonderfully appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This, my friends, this is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. If you'd like to be part of our show today for whatever mysterious reason, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you want to engage with us electronically, you can do that as well. It's rick at rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. Again, 503-733-2970 or rick at rickemerson.com. I'd like you to know, here's the phrase of the day so far. This is Sarah Dillon saying, I went to a party last night, and I got four hats, which is great.
Well, that is good.
Who can say no to four hats?
I know, and they're cute hats, too.
Are they? They're not all the same, are they?
No, they're... I got this one with the puffball, and then I got three, like, beanie ones in different colors. I got a black one, a beige one, and a pink one.
I don't understand what a beanie really is. A beanie is a thing.
They're really good quality. These would be like $20, $30 hats.
It's like something the little rascals would wear.
See, but that's when everybody says a beanie, I think about the thing with the propeller on top. What is a beanie?
It's a stocking cap.
Is a beanie just like a stocking cap?
I think so.
Is it like with a stocking cut off?
It's like that. Have you seen that thing that I would, I just have that black knit cap that I wear to the wedding. Is a beanie like the thing that the guys on Hogan's Heroes would wear whenever they were sneaking around camp?
They would put
on blackface or whatever, you know, the black makeup, and then they would skulk around to try to break into Colonel Klink's office or something.
Yep.
And there would be like LeBeau tunneling. Man, Capitan, I have tunneled out of the camp. All right. Well, there you go.
The whole concept of that show is kind of imagine a comedy about being stuck in a Nazi prison camp.
Seriously. No, I wish
sponsored
I could...
Sponsored by Jell-O, and you see a bunch of people dressed up as Nazis sitting around eating Jell-O. But these were lovable Nazis.
It was a simpler time. I wish I could have been in the room for that. No, they're Nazis, but they're funny. See?
They're fun-loving Nazis.
See, you're in a death camp.
They're the good ones.
Hijinks ensue. And there is all manner of hilarity. And never mind. I was just going to make the observation. Did you notice this? That, to the best of my knowledge, it's been a long time since I've seen Hogan's Heroes. Is that show even on anymore? I mean, like in syndication?
It may be somewhere. There are millions of stations.
Like on TV Land or... Well, but
I don't
see,
think it's on TV Land.
Well, but see, the thing is, there's millions of stations, but the time has the past when just like some guy running a station somewhere could buy a syndication package of a show. At the time, because remember like back in the day, there was like WTBS?
Yeah. I haven't watched that station in years.
Well, because it's no longer WTBS. It's just TBS, right? And it's all comedy or it's all...
No, but it's stuff you can see in a dozen other places.
Yeah, well, it's all just bad. It's all just bad reruns of Mama's Family. But there was WTBS or there was WGN whatever. Anyway, but if you were just some guy running just some jackhole station in, like, Lickskillet, Montana, you could go to some syndicate and you could be like, I got these hours to fill between 1 and 4 a.m. What have you got? And the guy was, I got your Hogan's Heroes. What do you want? You want studs? I got your studs. How about match game? Do you like tic-tac-toe? And then they would just give you a bunch of crap to air. But those days are past because now everything is owned by, not to be some guy bitching about conglomerations and consolidation, but everything is just owned by a bunch of big companies. Everything's owned by Viacom. Mm. Viacom owns everything now.
Isn't that our sister company?
And it's hard to, I don't really understand how that even works because there was Viacom and then there was CBS, but CBS was Infinity. And then there was Les Moonves and there was Sumner Redstone and I think they had to fight it out like in a dirt pit somewhere. Well, whatever. Anyway, but all of those shows are owned by big corporations now, so they're all, everything you see is just, you know, it all comes like, the choices of what you can carry, I think, are much more limited now. The point is, I don't think Hogan's Heroes is on anymore. It's not unlike WKRP, which was my common lament until I found the entire series on DVD about 2 months ago, which is, I don't know if that's a thing you desire to own. But I found the entire series, all 93 episodes of WKRP on DVD from a guy. From a guy who lurks in one of the internet's dark alleys wearing an electronic raincoat, which he then opens to show you all kinds of figurative watches inside that you can buy. But the thing about Hogan's Heroes is, Hogan's Heroes, that's a whole... when in terms of pop culture references and the things that I reference comedically, that's a thing that the sun is setting all that. The time is fading when you can make a lot of Hogan's Heroes jokes, because all the people who know what I'm talking about will be dying. And then I will make that joke and it'll just be the sound of tumbleweeds, echoes, and crickets. Sarah, can you name one of the characters in Hogan's Heroes who is not Hogan himself?
No.
There you go. That's
I've never even heard of that.
Sam Riley? That is... Really?
Yeah.
It's a different generation.
I'm not trying to be kitschy. I've never heard of it.
No, I know.
When you say Hogan's Heroes, I think it has something to do with Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's Heroes. It's like a blended sitcom. It's not so much a...
Brother! We are going to crush the Axis! The Allied force will be coming down the Autobahn! We will...
That's fantastic. And then he gets on top of a Panzer and rips off his tank top, and then he oils his man breasts. That's fantastic. Hulk Hogan's Heroes. I'm completely writing that down. No, when we were first working together, I thought that you were just feigning ignorance of some of these things. So Gilligan's Island, I don't know what the... I don't know.
No. I wasn't allowed to watch very much TV when I was younger.
My parents.
How about My Little Margie?
How about I Married Joan? Your parents seem like very nice people. I just don't know. We grew up in very different households, you and I. You were not babysat by the one-eyed monster, where I was. Television. The monster.
We had a rough childhood.
That was later. Bam! Oh, yeah.
Genius.
That deserved that one.
Hello. I'll be here all week, I think. Well, let's move on.
Yeah, we should.
What was I? Why was I even talking about Hogan's Heroes?
I don't know what the thought process.
Okay, final thought about Hogan's Heroes. Did you know that? Notice this though. It's a Nazi prisoner of war camp, and yet every culture, every ethnicity is represented, except no Jewish prisoners at all. None, zero. To the best of my knowledge,
well, they would be at another camp.
There's Hogan,
and well, they would have lasted four seasons. To be honest with you. I'm just stating a historic fact.
That's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, and Ed McCarthy. It's 503-733-2970.
I think that answered that question.
It really did. We ought to give Sarah a pop culture quiz, just for our own amusement. Not to make her feel, like you're out of the loop or whatever, but I'd be curious to know.
No, I think I'm good at what I know about pop culture.
I'd like to give you a reverse quiz at some point where I give you catchphrases and see if you can tell me what show they're from. Not where I, give you the show and have you say the catchphrase. But I'd be curious to know that. The gaps in your pop culture knowledge. And then there's all kinds of stuff that you... See, you are a bit like me, though, in that, as we talked about in Bigger Than Jesus, there was this whole swath of 80s music that I couldn't have identified if you put a gun to my head. Like, as we talked about in the movie, the 867-5309, which everybody on Earth knew but me. Everybody, like XTC, I had never heard. I had never heard an XTC song in my life, to the best of my knowledge, until I met my wife. I had none of that. The Human League, Thompson Twins, Duran Duran, none of that. I didn't know any of it. And so you are kind of like that in the sense that, the Gilligan's Island thing and so forth. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob Denver is dead, right?
Yes, he is.
All right. Couldn't remember. All right, let's real quickly here. Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir. Is Kenny up? Is the phone up? Kenny. Well, it's weird that I can hear him really faintly in the background.
Well, there is flooding out there.
It explains it. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for that insight. I don't know what the phone... Well, let's hope that the rest of the phones work today. I think that might have just been his phone. Let's welcome Mailman Chris and see this. See if this.
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, hello, sir.
Hello.
Oh, great. All right, there we go.
Uh-oh.
Now hold on a second, Chris. We're having.
Say something, Chris.
Weird.
Hey, Scotty, can you round up an engineer, please? We're having a little bit of trouble getting... It's weird. I can hear him real faintly in just the left channel. So, Scotty, if you can track down an engineer, we're having a... We're having a little thing.
Oh, we have some here.
Is there an actual... No, there's here in the building?
Yes.
There's an actual engineer here.
There must be a Dungeons and Dragons game going on.
And people think we're kidding. We're not.
No, really, we're not at all.
I saw Scotty speaking with one a minute ago.
One actually coming in.
All right, we're rounding somebody up.
All right. I'll tell you what. In fact, let me just put this back on hold for a second. Scotty, why don't you go ahead and answer the hotline? I think that may, in fact, be the engineer. Let me try one more here. Let me pick this up here. Chris, don't say anything for a second. This is really gripping to everybody. This is breaking the fourth wall. This is, and let me try this one more time. In fact, Sarah, why don't you switch the AB selector up at the top there for a second, and then switch it back. All right, Chris? Yeah. Okay. There you go. Well, you know, just hang on. We'll get back to y'all here in just a few. And so forth. Well, you know what? In fact, before we do anything else then, this is actually fortuitous. It really is in a strange way that this happened. Because I have this thing. It is kind of a special day. So let's read this, and then we'll kind of go around the room. Sarah, do we have our election music queued up? Mm-hmm. All right. So this here, let me just, before we say this, here's how you know it's going to be a fantastic day. This is how you know that today is going to be the best day of your lives. It is another day in which democracy implodes. Sarah, do you want to launch us into the? All right, I'm just going to read these as they come in, ladies and gentlemen, from the Denver Post. We have this now. From the Denver Post, election day in Denver began with long lines as computer problems appeared to make it difficult for voters to check in at the central registration desk. By 8 a.m., lines stretched up to a city block at places like the Colorado Convention Center. At the convention center, 100 people stood in line, but only 25% of the voting machines were in use at any given time. Poll workers tried to get verification of voter registration from computers that were frequently down, computer systems that were frequently crashing. Dejected downtown workers attempted to vote before work could be seen walking away from polls as the lines barely moved. We can just go back to the mono bed for this. Voting officials said computer problems at the voter check-in and stations became a bottleneck and overloaded the system. Page 2. This is from Muncie, Indiana. A court hearing has been scheduled this morning to consider extending voting hours, perhaps by as much as 2.5 hours, after virtually all Delaware County precincts reported experiencing problems with voting machines this morning. Problems caused by voting cards that are used to bring up the ballots on the electronic touchscreen voting machines. Page 3. This is from Pittsburgh. Polls are open, but voting machine problems have been reported at several polling places throughout Pittsburgh. County election officials are not saying what's wrong or how long it will take to fix the problem. Technical issues are preventing voters from casting ballots at dozens of locations. Page 4. This is from, where is this from? This is from Ohio. Programming errors and inexperience dealing with electronic voting machines frustrated poll workers in hundreds of precincts Tuesday, delaying voters across the country and leaving some with little choice but to use paper ballots instead. Of 5 machines in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, none of them worked properly. Voters were turned away, unable to cast their ballots. Page 6. A poll worker was arrested today and charged with assault and interfering with an election for allegedly choking a voter and pushing the voter out the door. Election officials called police and the voter wanted to file charges at a Jefferson County clerk. The name of the poll worker was not released. And finally, hundreds of voters in 2 Central County, Florida counties were apparently given the wrong ballots today, according to a local 6 News report. We've just learned that voters at Precinct 218 were given the wrong ballots, said a reporter. This will be a serious problem. Oh, and I'm sorry. And finally, Salt Lake City. Folks love voting in Daggett County, but Daggett County registered 947 voters for Tuesday's election, 4 more than the county's population, according to census figures. Now Attorney General Mark Shurtleff's office is looking into complaints of vote stuffing in the county and widespread voter fraud and corruption. There you go. Not even noon. Not even noon. Where is your God now? All right, there you go. Fantastic. Tim Riley is working on the following stories for your edification.
And believe it or not, there's still more. Here's a stern warning from Santorum and Frisk. Vote our party out of office and you'll live to regret it.
Fantastic.
Think about your own security. Security, the home front. Meanwhile, hundreds are getting the wrong ballots in Florida as election day pandemonium engulfs the nation as voting machines malfunction, as you just heard. And, of course, we have a lot about the flooding here. This makes for gripping radio, doesn't it? We have a flood warning for the Sandy River near Bull Run. It is expected to crest around 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, beginning at worse in Washington, as 200 elk hunters are evacuated in Washington as rising waters ruin their hunt.
Fantastic. So there you go. So your democracy continues to implode throughout the day. We'll have coverage of that. The Rick Emerson Show will tell you what to think later on today. I have my ballot. Have we all voted?
Yes.
And when you say yes, are you lying?
You know, I did this time.
Really?
Yes. And for many reasons.
Uh-huh. Okay. Boredom.
I had an extra stamp.
Time to kill before the West Wing reruns came on. So I got my ballot here, and my wife has told me that we have to vote. I don't know why. Apparently it matters this year or something.
I believe it does kind of matter,
something,
yeah.
Something about a representative democracy. I don't know. In any event, so here's what we're going to do is I have... where did it go? Let's leave it laying around. I have my ballot here. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through my ballot, and we're going to do an Insta-poll on each of the really big, important issues. We'll just do an Insta-poll, and you, the Rick Emerson audience, will tell me how to vote, and then that, in turn, will tell the rest of the listening audience how to vote. It's sort of a democracy inside a democracy inside a thing. So we'll do that today. We will have today the creepiest song ever. It was finally located. We meant to play it. It's now like 2 weeks old. We meant to play it last, what is it, like Monday, Tuesday, or whenever it is. I was in here with that aborted top five. I do have, in fact, the creepiest song ever. We'll do that. And also Sarah Dillon sweats bullets as she prepares for Joshua Jackson to come on the program tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be, I don't mean to downplay today or Thursday or any other day in the rest of your life. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, though, because we have Aaron Deacon the City, who will be in the studio revealing the most sordid of bachelor party
and
stories.
Also tomorrow morning I go to trial. For that woman who hit my car.
Well, let's see. What if you... Now, how do you know you're... What if you're not back for Joshua Jackson?
Oh, that would be cruel, cruel.
What if I'm... Oh, what a Greek punishment that would be. What if I'm sitting in here having to conduct the interview with some guy from Dawson's Creek?
No, I'm totally freaking out. This is what I did right before the face-to-face interview when I interviewed them. I saved it all until the night before, and that's exactly what I've done for this. I'm totally ill-prepared and
fantastic.
Freaking out.
Well, see, but I'm saying... I know that you want me to talk to the guy, and I have my own thoughts on that. I'm just saying, if I give you a fish, Sarah, then you're never going to learn to fish yourself.
No, I just want you, we still have to do it under the fact that it is the Rick Emerson Show.
He doesn't know that. I mean, I get it.
I think he knows
he's
that.
Just some guy walking out of the street. He's not going to remember this interview 5 minutes after he does it. We could tell him, tomorrow we should just make it the Sarah Dillon Show. I should just have Buzz recut something. And now, back to the Sarah Dillon Show with Tim and Rick.
Or you can call it something else entirely, like Sarah Dillon's Tiger Beat.
Sarah Dillon's Celebrity Watch. Sarah Dillon's, Sarah Dillon's...
Coffee with Sarah.
Sarah Dillon's...
So is he really going home right after tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know. Perhaps you can convince him to change his mind.
Maybe.
Perhaps you're the woman that can finally tame him. And so forth. Anyway, so there you go. So that's coming up tomorrow. All right, well, I got all of this. We should probably break here so Sean can get a handle of this. So if you are on hold, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. If you are on hold, hang there. We're going to get the phones taken care of, and we'll come back. We'll do a little bit more recap. We've got Lisa Goddard coming up at the bottom of the hour, 11:30, as we continue to plunge headlong into Election Day. What else is coming up? We'll talk about this Faith Hill thing, which is fantastic.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, how great is that? And what's even better, I mean, the reaction of her last night is pretty great, the Faith Hill of the Country Music Awards, and then her flack putting out the statement, the prepared statement is great, too. So we'll do that. We've got fourth row tickets to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman today. We're doing the 5-4-3-2-1, which means today fourth row, tomorrow third row, etc., leading up to Friday when we're doing first row, backstage meet and greet, etc. So coming up today... We will do fourth row tickets. So hang tight, stay in hold, be back after this. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Program. Back in a moment.
Back really hurts.
It's rubbing your shoulder like pulling your finger.
No. From lifting my bike yesterday over all those barriers.
Is lifting your bike like lifting couches?
No, it's not.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. 503, that's a 5% joke. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I do believe the phones are taken care of. Engineer Sean came in and then he did something where he pulled out a thing and switched a module and it plugged in some sort of diode capacitor, some crap or whatever. The best part is, this is the very best part. Literally, as he walked out the door, it may have been caused by the door shutting, for all I know. As he walked out and the door shut behind him, my computer went entirely dead. It's actually starting up in my computers. Do you ever have it's not the blue screen of death. It's just the black screen of death when your computer just goes back into reboot mode. So just as the door shut, with Sean leaving the room, my computer just went and restarted itself. I lost all my precious Hulk Hogan observations. Oh, I'm going to write that down. Hold on. Sarah, catchphrase, quiz. All right, there you go. All right, so 503-733-2970. All right, now, we got a little higgledy-piggledy there a few minutes ago because the phones were all, because our phone system went dead. But so here's what we're going to get to. We got and I'm to understand it's actually not Lisa Goddard. It is Dick Uliano, who we have not talked to for a long time.
Wow.
Dick Uliano is, and I don't even think we have his theme in here.
No,
anymore.
We don't. I didn't put it back in.
It was the Godfather theme, but I don't even think we have it because we just sort of assumed that we would. Because he does the really early morning shift out there. He's like the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. I have it.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Can we test it to make sure it works?
Yeah.
Let's just do a dry run here. No.
That's what it's under.
No, that's unfortunate. Well, what can you do?
I don't remember him having the Godfather theme.
I think it was.
No, I'm pretty sure this was it.
Really?
Because he was in Washington.
All right. Scotty, if you can rustle up we probably should. It's election day, so we should probably stick with the West Wing thing anyway. All right. So we will have Dick Uliano joining us here at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about Election Day 2006. Coming up later on, we'll fill out Rick Emerson, my ballot, live on the air here. So you can tell me how to vote, and I, in turn, will tell everyone else how to vote. And then it's like a democracy inside a thing. We'll do that. We have Dennis Pitzenberger is going to be with us later on, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop. And then I found, I have it, oh, and I've lost it again. Here it is. I have right here, courtesy of our good friend Thomas, and the others, I have the creepiest song ever recorded. So we'll get to that later on as well. Let's see if the phones actually work here. Let me see if I can fire up my Card-O-Matic. Let's see here. Maybe my computer's just wired into the Diebold voting system, and that's why this has all gone to hell. Would I like to attempt automatic recovery? Sure I would. And loading, and let's see if this actually works here. And
postman is the person in your neighborhood.
See, we've got Mailman Chris. Hello, sir. Hello there. Oh.
Damn it.
I love the way this show's going today. This is really, I mean, and sometimes we say best show ever and we don't really mean it. Really, I mean it right now. We are sure the phone is turned on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey. Why do you suppose the phone isn't actually working?
It worked when I checked it during the break.
Now, see, you know what this is? This is like when I bring the car to the mechanic and it stops making the noise. It's got some weird, the rattly noise. And are you going to do a test call?
I am calling the phones right now.
You're actually hearing as we pull back the curtain. Now, sometimes you hear the phrase, pull back the curtain. Today, this is the curtain actually pulled back. Sorry, Chris. Sean the engineer is actually in the studio. He called.
Okay, yeah. I can.
Yeah, I've got it picked up.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. This is not actually any, what do you call it? Sound.
What if this is one of those things where everyone else can hear it but us?
What if we're dead? What if this is a thing where Sarah and I, the last time we took a car trip, actually died?
You're such a freak.
And so, therefore...
I could have died yesterday on my bike on the way home.
That would explain the soreness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That could be it.
Explain the
soreness. Okay, you're going to start freaking me out.
I'm just saying, it's just one of those things. All right, so Scotty, as these calls come in, just go ahead and put them on hold, and we'll attempt to figure out kind of the boggle, as Sandra Bullock would say in Demolition Man. It's always a good sign. I'm looking at Sean the engineer, who's actually blowing into his phone. Don't bother to explain it. Just do what you got to do. I'm just giving the running commentary. It is what I do here. So, Scotty, if slash when Dick Uliano calls in, you tell him we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. If he's able to do it later on, like somewhere between here and the top of the hour, We'll go ahead and just take his call sometime between now and noon. So what we will probably do here, if Tim wants to come in, we don't have Dick Uliano right now because the phones are giving us some trouble. So if Tim Riley wants to enter the studio at some point, we can actually get a little bit of an update on what's going on with Tim. So we can do that, and then we'll talk about this Faith Hill thing. And then I got to play this this Blood Rock song as well. So let's get ready to do that. And then if you are on hold at the moment, we'll kind of take care of that as we get ready. So Sarah, I'm going to give you this mini disc now.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to put that in. You want to? This is the best. Okay, you can't really see what just happened, but just now, Sarah actually reached over to grab this mini disc from my hand, and it was, I don't mean to laugh at your pain, I really don't.
Oh.
She reached up and it was just sort of, let me, oh! And she's sort of the bad. Now, is this from lifting your bike over the guardrail on the bridge?
Yes, because I was panicking, yeah. Like a mother with a newborn child on the
guardrail. Wait.
I heard something.
What the hell was that?
Did you hear that?
Yes. Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Can you hear me well?
Is it raining where you are?
Wow, that actually solved it.
Now, here's the thing.
What'd
is,
you
Mr.
Do?
Watson, you weren't doing anything, though. You were just standing there doing nothing, and it started working.
Hmm.
I switched the mode on the module.
No one knows what that means.
Well it's a brand new module, so okay. It shouldn't make any difference. It was switched to write only because that's the only channel that we really needed, and that came up when you were over at the moving studio. And I just switched it to mono, and now all of a sudden it's working.
You know what you sound like? You sound like a Vogon. That's what you sound like right now.
Oh, to a small lump of green putty I found in my armpit one midsummer's morning.
You sound like a Creature Shop invention at the moment. No offense.
I feel like I should be screaming in pain.
Well, should we see if this actually works? Should we try to take another call?
I think you should. I'm just a normal caller right now.
All right. Listen to this, Will. Your show sucks today. All right. Let's see if we can get our good friend, the mailman, Chris. Hello, sir.
You there?
Yeah. Yay! There you go. Fantastic. All right, there you go. How are you, sir?
However.
Good God Almighty.
Well, you know, you've already pretty much teased everything. You're going to get to election stuff today. The creepiest song ever, and Sarah will kvetch about Joshua Jackson.
That's pretty much
and
it.
And I'll bitch about my shoulder, too. Right.
Well, no, see, so, and this is, you've seen, this is, as and as I've noted numerous times in the past, this is really, like, the Achilles heel, not of the show, but just of me. Like, I can deal with things just going badly, but it's really when things are altered or changed in any way, you know what I mean? Like when Sean has to be in here, like, swapping out parts or microphones at some point during the show, that's when everything just starts to go belly up in my mind. So, it's okay. We're going to recover. Hey, Scotty, just so since we're having to do all this sort of discussion on the air, has Uliano tried to call in already, or is he actually still coming up?
No, he's scheduled at 35.
35. Excellent. Yeah. All right. So there you go, Chris. So
I'll point out one thing real quick before you get into your election stuff with the ballot.
Sir.
Remind to everyone that's listening, do not mail your ballot. They are due at 8 o'clock tonight. Drop them off at a drop-off point.
And you can take them to, like, the library or something.
I think every library has a ballot drop-off.
All right.
If it is in your mailbox, we'll take care of it, but, you know, it's better not to risk it.
Do you hate people on days like this because everybody pesters you with questions as though you are, like, a voting registrar?
I actually get people that try to canvass when I'm out here, and I remind them that in the state of Oregon, you can't absolutely not do that. I'm a federal employee, plus...
You can't... People want to what?
They can, like, canvassers, people that are walking up and down the street taking polls of you know, who you're voting for. And
you're not allowed to answer that question?
Well, no, because I pick up ballots, I deliver ballots, I deliver election material, you know, campaign flyers and stuff.
Tim and I were talking about this earlier, that guy who heads Diebold Voting or whatever the hell that company is, and he's talking about, we're going to do everything we can to put George W. Bush in the White House forever. I'm all for that guy saying that. I'd like to know. It's like the Pat Buchanan rule. I like to know where people stand. I like to know where my enemies are and where they sleep. So, all right. Well, we'll check in with you at the end of what is sure to be the best show ever today.
Absolutely. And here's one for Sarah.
Yeah.
20 years ago, in fact, it came out on DVD today. 20 years ago, an Autobot first said, "Damn it."
There you go. So that means nothing to her.
The 20th anniversary of Transformers the movie DVD released
today.
And here's the sad part. Here's
and 90210 was just released yesterday.
See, here's how I know this. This is the really sad part, is that Laura and I were having dinner with Aaron the Geek and his lovely wife Jen this weekend. And Aaron, but and I don't say this with any, I'm not making fun. I'm really not. Aaron is a grown man, though, right? We're all grown adults, all of us. I mean, some of us are older than others, whatever it is, but we're all grown-ups. We're all adults there at Aaron's house. And I swear to God, man, that it's like living their place, and I say this with respect, it's like living inside a Disney store. You know what I mean? Just everywhere you look, Aaron, a grown man, he's married, he's got a real job, he's got responsibilities. Sitting there at his desk where he does his computer, huge, tall, like collector's edition die-cast Optimus Prime thing with like five programs, you know, like sayings that you press a button and it goes like, you know, so it's all, he couldn't wait to talk about the Transformers, the collector's edition DVD that comes out today. All right, thank you, sir.
Part 1 came out today as well.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You can get that at CD Game Exchange.
Moving on now. We got to go. Thank you. All right, there you go.
I'm so disappointed because they only released the first season of 90210, which was okay.
Well, that's how they do it. They don't...
I know, but then so I'm going to have to wait. I've already had to wait, what, like... 10 years.
Welcome to my world. That's how
six
they do it with.
Look,
sister, I've been waiting like 20. What year is this? 2006. I've been waiting 20 years for Saint Elsewhere to come out, and they've only just now put out the first season. I mean, is and they do and the what really? We got to take Dickie Leona, but remember to put a pin in this
okay.
to talk about this.
No, thing. I'll make a note right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining this the best show ever. CNN radio correspondent from the Hill. Dick Giuliano will get more news with Tim Riley here in just a moment. It's all very, it's all chaos. It's a madhouse. Dick Giuliano, how are you, sir?
I can't believe I'm finally on your show. I haven't been on your show in so long.
Welcome back to the program, my friend.
You know, the other CNN correspondents are talking about, I was on the Rick Emerson show. I was on the Rick. I said, geez, I used to be on there. I don't know what happened.
Now, let me ask you this, and I don't mean the pride of the inner workings of America's finest news gathering and disseminating organization, but is it just because they moved you to mornings, or was
I'm usually doing the early morning shift here, but because of Election Day, I'm here a bit later. And your favorite Lisa Goddard, my fellow Washington correspondent, is getting ready to handle the returns coming in tonight.
Now, when you say my favorite Lisa Goddard, now that seems like a peculiar statement for you to use. Is there some sort of gossip? Is there some sort of water cooler talk happening?
Yeah, well, she was telling me, I'm on the Rick Emerson show. I'm on. You're not. So that's what I think.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Oh, sir. Really? I got to move on. I know you're very busy with a lot of things, but let's talk about this a little bit, because today is just not the ball game for Democrats, but I think it is fair to say that if the Democrats underperform today, they ought to just be put on a garbage scow and just kicked out to sea somewhere. Because, I mean, not only because it does seem like with the president's approval ratings in the toilet and everybody, the Republicans at least... The perception of the American people, I think, right now is that the GOP is not necessarily taking care of business. I think if the Democrats can't win today, because it seems like the bar is real low for them to be able to hop into power, and B, because the Democrats have spent the last 3 months ratcheting up everybody's expectations into the stratosphere. So, you know...
I think that's a very fair assessment, Rick. If they can't win now, when can they win? The Iraq war is the front and center issue here. It's become a very unpopular war. It, of course, is associated with Republican President Bush and Republicans in Congress. The number two issue are the Republican president's falling approval ratings. And then you're looking at a third key issue in these midterm elections, and that is a broad dissatisfaction with the Republican-controlled Congress. So clearly, the Democrats have their best chance than they've had in years. They need to take, and I will say only need to take, 15 seats. Sounds like a lot, but I got to tell you, in midterm elections in the past, in a president's second term, it's not unusual to overturn 30 seats, 40 seats, even 50 seats.
Is there any sort of a feeling, though, that the Democrats have, as they say in the sales department of CBS Radio, that they have not managed expectations, that they have over-promised, or that they've gotten people's hopes a little too high, and they're not going to be able to deliver?
Well, what Republicans would say is, you know, they don't have a plan. You know, what is their plan for dealing with security and so forth? But that's the kind of criticism that the Republicans like to hang on them. They've stayed largely on message, though. They've talked about their issues with the Republicans, where they think the Republicans are falling short, and polls are indicating that while the current is rolling against the Republicans, Republicans have closed the gap, perhaps, in the past few days. And that's not to be unexpected. These elections always do seem to tighten a bit in the end. But clearly, Democrats have been in the lead throughout most of the campaign.
Well, let me ask you just the question that really matters to everybody. At the end of the day, is Rick Santorum going to be unemployed?
Yeah, he's been trailing in the polls substantially, and it would seem to be, if anybody's going to lose of these tight Senate races, he would be one of them. Another one might be Conrad Burns in Montana. But, you know, why guess at these things? There, people are out there today, they're casting their ballots. We're going to know soon enough. Some of these things may be so close to call, it could last a day or two. Who knows? The Democrats have a decent shot at taking control of the House. It's a tougher challenge for them, though, to gain the 6 seats they're going to need to take control of the Senate.
And is there, this morning, we came into the top of the, we've had a bit of a day here because we had some technical issues and so forth, but at the very beginning of the program, at 11:15 or so here Pacific time, I had already received, and this is not from like a weird like conspiracy papers, but this is like Yahoo News or the AP and your own CNN.com. Just, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 different states where they're talking about voting problems, voting irregularities. People go in and they're trying to vote for one party and the machine wants them to vote for somebody else, or the paper ballots are jamming or whatever. I mean, is there, is that just anecdotal, or are there a lot of jam-ups out there happening?
Two different issues here, Rick. Number one is the situation of people being unfamiliar or inexperienced with new electronic voting machines. A third of the public voting today are using electronic voting machines for the first time. 63% of registered voters going to the polls today are using voting equipment they did not use in the 2000 election. This is all a result of the hanging chads and the contested election in Florida. Congress came up with $2 billion to help communities upgrade their equipment. So much of what you're hearing so far is what you'd call, I guess, man meets machine, and there's some confusion. We've seen this before in some of the primaries in Maryland. We saw it in Chicago, and it is not unexpected on Election Day. Some election officials in Indiana and Colorado are already going to the courts seeking to keep the polls open a couple of other hours. Now, you also mentioned this other issue of irregularities. It's a separate issue, really, and the Justice Department has sent 850 monitors to states from really New Jersey to California, Illinois to Alabama, to keep an eye in some polling places where there may be some sort of racial or ethnic discrimination, or at least a suspicion of it, and election officials have asked the feds to come in and just keep an eye on things.
It's a final observation for me. It really does seem like just what we have the days where you put they gave you a pen and you just put an X inside of a box.
Isn't that the truth?
Good God! Well, because
it's like they give you this BlackBerry now, right? Why don't you just call me on my home phone?
You've been hanging out.
By the way, Lisa Goddard is in the studio now, and she's very jealous that I am on the Rick Emerson Show today and not her.
The thing is, I don't feel that people properly appreciate Rick Emerson until he is snatched away from them for just a little bit.
You've got to love at CNN.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, my friend. It's good to talk to you, and whenever we do it again in the future, it will be a pleasure. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll let you get back to a very busy afternoon for you. CNN Radio correspondent Dick Uliano. Thank you, my friend. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Dick Uliano on the Hill.
He sounded good.
Ah! Yeah, there you go. Dick Uliano in your face. Everybody who's not us. Love that guy. All right, he's been hanging out with Ed McCarthy, though. Didn't he sound more and more like Ed McCarthy
really
the longer
jolly.
He talked? So, wait, I forgot how good that guy was. Mm-hmm. And, he's obviously very... He's obviously very busy. I'm sorry, I'm just distracted by the fact that you're sitting there. Sarah is, rubbing her own shoulder as we talk. You don't even want to hear the emails from getting forbidden. Come in and rub Sarah's shoulder.
Seriously, I'm getting desperate.
This is the shoulder that you had to use because you didn't hear yesterday's program. Yesterday's, Sarah's commute into work yesterday was like the last 25 minutes technically on this show, which nothing went correct.
Mm-hmm.
But you were stuck on the Hawthorne Bridge, and you ended up having... And you have a big-ass, Wicked Witch of the West bike.
Yeah, I have a huge cruiser. It's 70 pounds.
It was an Indiana Jones-like escapade.
Totally.
Slide underneath the barriers, go over them.
Yeah.
At one point, I had to, heave my bike over this barrier, and I pulled something in my shoulder.
But see, and you never noticed it at the time, do you?
Yeah. I felt fine yesterday. I'm like, I'm a little sore. I woke up this morning, couldn't even move it.
It's all inflamed and whatnot.
Lawsuits.
Maybe we should... You should totally sue Portland for that. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Any
hungry right
lawyers out there?
Hey, look, you know what?
You know what? And she didn't tell us not to cross the barrier until I was almost all the way across. Like, yeah. I'd already gone over two of them. I just need to go over one more. I can't go back.
And we'll get to Tim Riley here just a moment because we're going to start finding out what's happening in this glorious, fading republic of ours, which is destined for implosion. But I got to say this. Is it... I mean, does anybody know if the Hawthorne Bridge is actually running today? Is it fine? Is the Hawthorne Bridge okay?
I took the bus... Or I rode my bike back over it yesterday.
That's what makes me alternately suspicious and terrified. Because here's the thing. They had the bridge closed yesterday because it was, quote, broken. Now, here's the thing. Either they're incompetent or they were lying... Or the bridge
I
is
think
still
they
broken.
Were totally lying. They would have stopped the masses of people going across.
And plus, I mean, that bridge is a complicated piece of machinery. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of concrete and steel. You're not fixing that in a day. That's not a thing that you fix in a 24-hour period. So it was either...
It wasn't even 24 hours because it was fixed by the time I rode my bike back over it, which was 3:30.
So it was either never broken in the first place or it's still broken now. So think about that as you drive across the Hawthorne Bridge today. Bam! Let's get this one quick call here, and then we'll go to the Ministry of Truth to Tim Riley. It is going to be a little bit of a chaotic show today because we got all this election stuff coming in.
Flooding and
all of this flooding.
Stranded pets.
All of these, all of this stuff we got to get to before
people disappearing
it becomes,
in the holes.
That too. Kenny, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Hulk Hogan's Heroes has already been done.
Are you serious? Really?
Yes, it was on Robot Chicken. They had a bunch of the 80s wrestlers. I think it was actually Hulk Hogan's voice that he voiced it, but they had, like, big voices for Rock, Randy, Macho Man, Savage, Ultimate Warrior, and they did the whole, what was like Hogan's Heroes, but they were wrestlers instead, doing the same thing, trying to break out.
Fantastic. I know it was probably the real voice because there is, God, what cartoon was it that I heard Randy Macho Man Savage voices just recently? Oh, it was Dexter's Lab. No, it wasn't Dexter's Lab. It was... It was one of those cartoons that runs adjacent to Dexter's Laboratory. But there was where Randy Macho Man Savage played. And let me ask you this. Am I the only one that finds it really painful, and I mean actually physically painful, to watch Randy Savage speak? Do you know what I mean? And I think it's like if you're in broadcasting, you sing, you use your voice for a living, it's maybe worse. But do you ever hear someone speaking or talking, and it's like their voice is so strained or rough or harsh or whatever, and it actually causes you physical pain to watch it? And every time I watch Randy, first of all, when you watch that guy speak, you expect those veins on the side of his neck just to explode. And then you expect him just to have a stroke or a hemorrhage or for his head to pop off in front of you. But anyway, so Robot Chicken, Hulk Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
There you go. That's it.
There you go. And now people are emailing in the catchphrases. Rick, you should have asked Dick Juliano what kind of shoes he was wearing. Okay, here's this little secret between you and me. I really was tempted to. Just for a second there, I was tempted to make an observation about his footwear. Just because and I wouldn't have done it had he not passed along that Lisa Goddard was lurking in the studio there. And was jealous of his close relationship with us. All right, ladies. Do you need me to have Scotty come give you a rubbing?
Ooh. Okay.
That sounds like a yes to me.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
This, Scotty, this next news segment will be given while you give, while you are giving Sarah Dillon a neck rub.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
I don't
you
think
too.
He even heard you.
All right, so there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let us now go to the Ministry of Truth with your personal savior. Tim Riley.
Oh, you're awesome.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State.
I mean, you can't just use your thumb. You gotta use your whole hand.
Well, I don't know where to start, but we should start with, apparently there's some weather-related problems out there, and because we're as a public service, we should tell you about them, including this woman and her pets rescued in Clackamas County. Earlier this morning, a woman was carried to safety through waist-deep water from her home on Riverside Drive in Rhododendron. In all, about 10 homes are evacuated on 8 roads along the Sandy River with 20 to 30 in imminent danger. We can't force them to leave, but we publicly told them they should, said the authorities. The Sandy River expected to continue to rise throughout the day, swelling to 6 times its normal level. It's going to be a lot of water.
Now, this is... I hate this to be this guy talking about this, but, I mean, is this rain abnormal for Oregon? I can never tell. Every year it rains...
But if you watch TV news, which is...
I watched TV news for the first time in a long time, and I had no idea that the world is coming to an end in so many different areas.
Oh, no, no. It's
I mean, children eating lead paint off windowsills and rivers overflowing their banks.
With blood.
Sucking people down with it. I would have known had I not watched local TV news last night, which I usually avoid.
The sea is as tar and the sky, is as sackcloth. All right. Well, there you go. So apparently we're...
Then there are sex things going on the internet during Sweeps Week.
What?
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
They have reporters posing as child molesters trying to get people to come out and find them on the internet.
Well, okay.
And that's local TV news.
There you go.
Well, anyway, the Sandy River near Bull Run is affecting Clackamas and Multnomah counties. Why, that's the county that we're sitting in right now.
What do you mean that people from television are posing as child molesters?
Are they trying to catch the cops who are trying to catch the child molesters?
They're trying to catch children?
So they're all playing parts? Like, they're playing the part of the molester and the cops are playing the part of the child?
Like, I'm Ginger. Come and find me at the Clackamas Elmers. Something like that. And then the TV crew is waiting for them.
I don't have any idea.
Ginger turns out to be this burly reporter on the news.
I'm so confused. Well, I don't have any idea what we're talking about.
Go watch TV news and you'll understand further. I guess you have to be there.
All right. Let's see. Rick Emerson Show. Who
is
this?
Yeah, hey, Rick. We've got breaking news here. Columbia Boulevard is closed from I-5 to MLK because of a grief truck spill.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No, I'm not. A grief truck.
It's a very sad automobile. It's one of those Chevron automobiles, but it's got the sad clown face.
No, we're talking a tanker truck full of...
Are you serious? A tanker truck full of grease?
Oh, this is
grease
terrific.
And breading and bits of chicken deep-fried stuff. And yeah, man, they've got it.
Welcome to the noon lunch time. Are you serious? You're not screwing with this. This is real?
I'm not.
Are you on the scene?
You not. I'm on the level.
Are you on the scene?
How deep is the grease?
I am not on the scene.
3 feet high and rising. How high is the grease, Mama? I'm sorry.
I've come across the mobile data terminal that I monitor here in the cab. So.
All right.
Wait. So it's on I-5.
Yeah, it's on Columbia Boulevard from I-5 to MLK. They've got it closed due to a grease truck. Spill.
Now, where is Columbia Boulevard?
Columbia Boulevard is up on.
All right.
North, it's that big industrial area.
Oh, okay, all right.
Is it the industrial street that they want to name after Rosa Parks?
Is it that place like where Jen, is it like by Audio Cinema or whatever?
Where all
place
the
is?
Wrecking yards are.
No, it's not actually by Audio Cinema. It's up further north. It's on the very north, far north side of Portland.
Okay, I know what you're talking
about.
It's
that dark road that looks like you'd be murdered there if you get out of your car.
Absolutely, absolutely. They got, like, train tracks and hobos.
You're going to be suffocated by the grease now before anybody can kill you. So you heard this come across the radio in your cab, that there's a grease overturn.
Yes, a grease truck overturn.
So that is so fantastic. do we know what kind of grease it is?
I'm going to assume that this is going to be recycled cooking oil. That's the kind of grease truck that I would...
Please let it have the aroma of bacon.
Buy this, and where does it go after it gets out of the grease truck?
I'm waiting for somebody to make the Simpsons.
Oh, God, it's going to go into the Columbia.
Well,
like anybody would notice.
All right, please now someone to be calling up. I can't do it myself. Someone call up and insert the appropriate Simpsons quote. It's 503-733-2970.
So a grief truck is overturned.
So now, have they closed? Well, of course they've closed it.
I hope so.
Otherwise, you're going to get where you're going a whole lot faster. I can't seem to slow down.
You're
going to
get somewhere faster.
Jesus. All right. If anybody is
trapped in this grease.
So if you are on... I-5
Boulevard.
Columbia Boulevard from I-5 to MLK. But you're there somewhere. If you can see the grease truck or the grease, or if you can smell the grease, I would like to know what meat the grease smells of.
This is actually right in front of the Nabisco factory, probably, is what it sounds like to me. I mean, that area is where the Nabisco factory is. So
just up to your eyeballs in grease and
Nilla. I didn't know cookies came
grease
from that
and
road.
Nilla wafers. If anybody is out there and knows what's going on, it's 503-733-2970. Will you give us updates as you hear them, sir?
I will be happy to give you updates as I hear them.
All right, thank you. All right. Thank you. All right, there you go. Do we have, Scotty, please now to be finding the grease theme song?
Thank you. It's 503-733-29. I'm shameless. I just sometimes you just got to go for the lowest common denominator.
I thought it was I-5. That would be more impressive.
Well, but this is so Columbia.
It's early in the day.
It's like a side road.
It's like a parallel road. All right.
Now, don't forget, these rains could wash this alleged chicken grease onto I-5.
No, but see, they're not. But see, that's the thing is they probably. Well, I don't know.
How do you contain grease in a rainstorm?
Well, but doesn't the water just roll right off of it?
I'm not an expert on grease of this type.
What types of grease are you an expert on, Tim Riley? What types of grease is the AM 970 news department? Oh, wait, Ken reporting grease problem.
Okay, let's go to Ken.
Ken?
Ken, what do you know about this grease?
Well, it's getting all over the place there. We got people sliding around. We got one guy he's got a thong bathing suit on.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I don't believe this is a real phone call.
No, not like he's enjoying the taste of old grease.
No, I think we're losing your call, Ken.
It does taste like bacon. I've tried.
All right. No, Ken, we're losing your phone call. Oh, it's too bad. Damn the misery of it. What a strange program it's been today. It's not even noon. We're only one quarter through today's show.
You can bet CNN's not covering any of these things.
Seriously, greasy where you are. All right. Well, here's what's happened so far. Oh, wait, do we have the Simpsons quote? Nathan, hello, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey.
Hey.
It's from Groundskeeper Willie when he says, my retirement grease.
All right, there you go. There you go, thank you. My retirement grease! Yeah, I also would have accepted Groundskeeper Willie saying, grease me up, woman! I'm going in. The judge is, that's the one I was thinking of. And it's from the episode where Bart and Homer are stealing grease from the school because Homer realizes that if you turn it into the grease recycling plant, they'll give you like 12 cents a pound. And at the end, it ends up raining down on the dance in the gymnasium. Fantastic. Well done, Nathan.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Okay, let's stop and get a hold of ourselves, and then we'll break. Here's what's happened so far.
It all started when a woman and her pets are rescued from waist-deep water in their home.
Yes. And then all the voting machines in the country stopped working. A man was strangled.
While voting.
While voting. Lisa Goddard is really jealous of Dick Uliana for getting to talk to me today. Our phones blew up. A grease truck has overturned everywhere. Floods are going to kill us all. And I have a story about a herd of elephants that rampaged through a school. So there you go. It is hell in a handbasket today. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with the AM 970 Noon News Hour on this Election and Grease Day. 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this. Don't go anywhere.